Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you do your laundry? Are you supposed to separate the whites from the colored clothes? What's the right way to do this? This is being debated right now on Facebook, facebook.com/991TheMix. And it's not as cut and dry as you'd think, apparently.
All right. It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. I like the cut and dry, but we're talking about washing the clothes. You got to wash them first.
Well, we saw on Facebook, one of our Facebook friends put up, spoiler alert, I don't separate any of my clothes and I do laundry and it's never been a problem. You all should do it too. It saved me time now that I have four kids. And we're like, what? So we started talking about it here off the air, the three of us with producer Dave. And come to find out, Radar does not separate clothes either.
I'm with the Facebook friend because four kids. I have three. I just, after a while, I was like, this is taking forever. Boom. Just do it all. Get it done. This kid's done. That kid's done. Now I get to get
done. I've never separated the clothes. Yeah. I didn't know you had to.
I always separate the clothes. That's how I was raised to do that you wash the whites in warm water and you wash the stuff with the patterns and the colors in cold water, because otherwise things are going to bleed. Colors will run together.
I think I kind of do that with new clothes just because I'm afraid for the first wash.
So that's when you'll separate
it. That's when I'll separate. But normally, everything goes together.
Radar, what are you seeing on Facebook? What are majority of people on Facebook saying? Because I'm thinking if I don't have to separate this stuff, this will save me a lot of time.
So that is the question on Facebook. When doing your laundry, do you separate the whites from the dark/colored clothes? 63% of people so far say they do separate.
So there's so much more time.
I know. Well, and Amanda had also posted here on Facebook. She said, everybody commenting or here on this post are either men or people under 25 who have never accidentally dyed their favorite shirt a light shade of blue or pink.
So I got a question on this separating then. Do you separate it as you're putting it into your laundry basket? Like, do you have two separate laundry hampers, one for colors, one for white? Or do you go through the dirty laundry and dig through it to then separate it? Because then that you're digging through the dirty laundry.
I dig through the dirty laundry and separate it that way.
Oh, my goodness. Now your hands are all covered in germs and stuff, Elizabeth.
Well, I'll wash my hands afterwards. But do we have, like, the right answer? Is there an actual...
Well, there's some answer on the internet, and we always trust the internet.
Knows all, tells all.
Elizabeth, you seem to be onto something here because it says you wash your white clothes, use hot water.
Yes.
Because that is better at killing germs and bacteria and helps keep the clothes whiter. And with colors, you're supposed to use cold water and sort by shade. So not necessarily color, but you got to do like shades together.
Oh, that seems like 10 loads of laundry then.
You
right?
can remember cold. Colored, CC, warm, white, WW.
That's how I remembered as a kid, Producer Dave.
I feel like I must have heard you tell me that at some point.
Producer Dave, once again, the lady on the show is right. All women are right. We just follow what the women say.
I'm not going to sort them out, though. I'm still not doing that.
Here's Eastside. Thank you, Radar, for saying that. You're a good man. You're a smart man.
Can you do my laundry now?
No.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.